makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the Coach Kubiak edition. While the Texans could have played cleaner in their 28-21 win over the Lions, Coach Gary Kubiak liked the way his team recomposed and took care of business. Here's his Monday press conference.
Texans thing Dante fared out there. I know he said afterwards that I felt lost at times.
Just, he was a little rusty, you know, with his footwork and those types of things to expect. But his last time for football, weight tackles, aggressive nature, and there was nothing missing right there. So it was good to get him back out there. As I said yesterday, played a little bit more probably than I would have liked him to. Situation dictated that he also told us in the fourth quarter, hey, I'm fine, let me go. And he came out of it good today, so it's moving in the right direction.
Are you obviously you had him ready to play last week. The third quarter has been a problem. Have you ever thought about, or have you done, Gary, even different at halftime or anything just to try to change your luck in the third quarter?
I thought we played pretty good in the third quarter. Jacksonville, let me go back. I know Jacksonville, we played pretty well in the third quarter, battling them toe-to-toe against Indianapolis. If I recall, I thought we played pretty well throughout the third quarter and into the fourth. Yesterday we came out, we get them three and out. We go three and out as an offense, and then they go down and have the score, which we were able to answer. So, I don't know, John. We do the same thing. I'll go back and look at it. I did like the way we started yesterday. I thought it was much better from the start of the game, which has been something that we struggled with.
Why do you think that was?
The start of the game. I don't know. There's always going to be some issue that you can get better at, and there's always going to be some negatives, and that has been one. And fortunately, we're able to correct that. Now we just need to keep the other end going. But you just try to look at those from week to week. But I wouldn't say we do anything different. It's just something we talked about all week.
You said after the game, you sounded kind of frustrated about some situation. You said that's on me. That's on the coach. After watching the game, you still feel.
Yeah, I think sometimes you take things for granted, that because whether you're a pro football player, or whether you're a rookie, whether you've been doing it for 10 years, that sometimes, one thing about football, every time there's a play, whether it's offensively, defensively, or special teams, there is a moment in the game. There's a situation that's going on, and I think sometimes we're not handling those situations well, the way they should be handled. Like I look right before the half, like I talk about the turnover. That's just Matt being in tune with what's going on, how well his team has played, making sure his team goes in a positive note. Us having them backed up, knowing that everybody in football, in the National Football League, one of the things they do when they're backed up is take a shot. Try to make a big play. We had an 18-point lead. And, 10 minutes left in the game, they very much controlled the football game. And, we go to sleep right there. So I'm just talking about those situations, and that is coaching. That's grinding your players, telling them, reminding them all the time what's going on, never letting them relax in a moment. They have to understand the situations out there, be aware.
Are you happy with the way the guys are responding?
Yeah, our guys work extremely hard, and I know I've said that over and over again, but we're constantly talking about those things and going over them. And if we have mistakes in the game, we go back and we hit them throughout the week and reassure ourselves in this situation, here's what should have taken place. Unfortunately, you could foresee some of those. You'd like to have hit those before they take place. But, it doesn't always happen that way. But we're always talking about those things. And the thing you have to do is when you win, you got to make sure you still come in here and make the same correction. Can't say, okay, we won. We don't need to talk about that. We're going to talk about those things, whether we win or lose. We're going to correct our mistakes and be honest with each other.
Gary, the first 3 weeks, Andre had 15 catches. He's had 30 in the last 3 weeks. What's the difference?
Well, we've been able to get him open. We're moving him around a lot. The key really is Andre, to be honest with you, because when you have a guy that's as productive as he is right now in this league, there's a lot of good defensive coaches in this league, a lot of good coaches, and they'll find a way to shut him down. They'll find a way to say, you're not going to get this guy the ball today. But when you can move a guy a lot, like we do, we play Andre at both sides of the ball, X and Z. We play him inside, we play him outside. When your player can keep up from that standpoint and do a lot of things, then it is tougher to take him away. So it's a big credit to Andre and what we're doing with him and him being in tune and being able to handle all that.
Statistically, there's not a tight end playing better than Owen. Does what Andre's doing open up for Owen or vice versa?
Well, I don't know. We're getting a lot of different coverage, John. You know, normally I'd sit here and say if people are rolling up outside, it opens up the tight end inside with two deep. But that hasn't really been the case. We're still getting some eight-man front because we're running the ball better as a football team. Yesterday we got some blitz, got some pressure from those guys. Owen's beating man coverage. He's beating zone coverage. I just think we move him around a bunch. We play him at the Y. We play him at what we call our tiger position. He can handle a lot also. So the same thing I just said about Andre, I can say the same thing about OD.
Is Owen's his football IQ, is that what makes him so dangerous out there as a former quarterback? He just seems to find open.
Yeah, he's very very sharp player, understands coverage. He knows the quarterback's reach. I mean, I could send Owen out there on the practice field and put him at quarterback, and he may not throw it real good, but he'd throw it to the right spot. You know, he knows what's going on, a very sharp kid. But I just like the way he works. And this kid never misses a day. And as I said, we've been going now, I want to say a month, 5 weeks with two tight ends. I've never been around that before. These two guys are really holding their own. And because of that, he's being very successful.
One of the individuals, Zach Dines. We'll talk more about him.
Played very well yesterday. He's getting better and better as a player, you know, getting the opportunity to be a starter this year for the first time. And usually when a guy's going to become a great pro, what you see is progress week in and week out, and that's what we're seeing from him. Had the sack yesterday, had a chance for another one. Understanding offenses, just getting better, more and more confidence each week.
How did Ephraim grade out, and do you foresee him playing more?
Well, I foresee us doing the same thing we did yesterday. As I told y'all, we're really monitoring Dwayne's reps, just watching his reps because he's playing, 40, 45 plays of this big-time football and about 15 or 20 that, that we've got to clean up. And so what we decided to do was get Ephraim in a rotation. It was every third series. And Ephraim needs to work, too, and I think it helped Dwayne. Dwayne played extremely well in the game. And Ephraim, I thought, brought something to the group also. So it was encouraging. I think we'll continue to do the same thing.
Players were talking afterward about killer instinct. You've been on teams, coached it, played it. How do you get it when you talk about it?
Well, you got to figure out if you can get yourself in that position, And I think this football team's starting to see that on a given day when they're playing their best football, they can get after somebody, and now they need to learn to get after them all day long. They felt very good about themselves going into that game yesterday. I told you how well we had practiced. I think they expected to play extremely well. We did not put them away. I thought. With the score 28-10, if we play good defense there with them backed up, I think we're going to finish the day the way everybody wanted to finish it, but we didn't. But the thing that was encouraging to me, and I didn't say this yesterday, but after going back and looking at the film, I saw us recompose ourselves yesterday, okay, and play, finish the game the way we needed to finish it. We finished basically on the field offensively. I wish we wouldn't have had to punt, with the offsides, but. We were able to steady ourselves enough to say, no, we're going to get this done today. It's not going to get any harder. So I thought that was encouraging.
How much developing a killer instinct is up to you as a coach and Richard Smith to make sure you stay aggressive in those situations?
Yeah, you're right. That's very important, John, because we as a play caller, Richard as a defensive caller, confidence in your players out there keeps you aggressive calling plays and doesn't make you say, well, I better not make a mistake here. So, we instill that in our players. We tell them we're going to do that. But you're right. That is a confidence level. And I think we have been aggressive as a football team. I think that's why we're playing extremely well in spurts. Now, the maturity of the football team, I think, will enable them to play well over a longer period of time.
Why is Fred Bennett off the field so much or not necessarily in the rotation like he was earlier this season? Is it performance or something else?
Well, we're rotating all three of them. I was disappointed in his play back weeks two, three, four in there. I didn't think he was playing the way he was capable of playing. I thought Petey was playing very well. We have been rotating those three guys. Fred did play fairly well yesterday, I felt. But we're searching for some combinations on this team. We're playing a lot of players, not just in the secondary. We're playing a lot of guys up front defensively. You can see what we're doing offensively, getting Ethan back involved. We're playing two backs. We're playing a bunch of receivers. Our team has a lot of good competition, and the message is if you're doing it and doing it well, you're going to be out there. And competition is making this football team better, and hopefully we can continue to have that.
The team rushing numbers really are much better than they have in actually each of the last 2 years, but much better this year. Is that more Slayton or more healthy Green or a combination of that with the offensive line winning what they need?
Well, I think it's a commitment to what we're doing, number one. We're not doing a whole lot. We're doing the same thing week in and week out. That's Alex's forte. We're not going to do much. We're going to do it good. So I think we've stuck to that. I think we're getting better up front. I think we've got a chance, and I've said this a couple of times, if this young group stays together all year long before this thing's over, they're going to be the strength of this team. We're very good, very young up front. We've got a chance to be very good. And then I think Amon coming back has added a presence to our football team. He played very well yesterday. And it's made us better.
On the situation where they challenged and lost their timeout when it was still a first down, even though it worked in your favor yesterday, does it not almost seem like he won his challenge because the spot was incorrect, but he still lost his timeout?
You know, I could be speaking our turn. I don't know. It's my understanding he challenged the first down and not the challenge. How did it work? He challenged the spot or challenged the first
That's
down?
That's kind of what we're trying to get at.
Well, I'd be honest with you, if I knew, I'd answer. I don't know. If you challenge the... challenge the spot, he won his challenge, right? If he challenged the first down, he lost his challenge. That's the way I understand it.
Yeah, Gary, the way you came out against Detroit, does that make you confident that you'll come out their way against the Bengals since they're struggling too?
Well, John, just watching them right now, I think that, first off, I just got through watching them against the Giants. What was that, 2 or 3 weeks ago? They had the Giants beat. They're the world champs. They got them beat at their home stadium. The Giants scored with 1:30 left to put the game in overtime. This team's very talented. And very capable. I think they're very good and young on the defensive side of the ball. They had a heck of a player get hurt yesterday, the linebacker, the kid, Rivers kid from SC. I don't know what his status is, but it doesn't matter. What matters is how we play, really. And it matters that if we take care of our business and we get better as a football team, then we're going to have an excellent chance to win. But this team is very capable of coming here and beating not only us, but anybody.
Are there any other health updates for your team?
We're kind of banged in a few places, but one thing I will mention to y'all, because this evening about 5 o'clock, Andre Davis is going to have surgery on his finger. You guys know he's been playing a little broken finger or a dislocated finger here for the past few weeks. It's been giving him just giving him fits, and so we're going to go in there today, and they're going to go in and take a look and see if they can, my understanding, see if they can set it. If they can't set it, they may have to put a small pin in there, which could set him back. But we're going to keep our fingers crossed when he plays next week. I'll know more too. I don't know which one it is. It's a finger.
So he can have his surgery and still be able to play?
Very well could.
All you Texans, get up and scream.